Hey love, and welcome to the Love Niche Podcast. I'm your host Niche. It is a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. Hey loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Niche Podcast. So on today's podcast episode, we are going to be talking about Halloween. I know we're in November, so this is a little late, but I'm an October baby, and I love all things October. I do have a question before I give you my opinion and my special guest. The question for you is, one, what does Halloween mean to you? And two, do you and your family celebrate? Right? What does it mean? Do you celebrate? What does it mean? Do you celebrate? I'm so freaking happy. I asked my family and friends, like, hey, what does Halloween mean to you? Do you and your family celebrate? And everybody sent me a recording. I'm so happy. My mom, she was like, she didn't want to do it. It's kind of a touchy subject, which I completely get. But today you are going to be hearing two of my best friends that are more like sisters, my two real sisters. I asked my sister-in-law and brother to comment, but they are probably tired. We have a new Jackson coming in December. I can't wait to meet him. The boys are catching up. We gotta do something. The boys is catching up. So we have a new little nephew coming in December, and my sister-in-law has had it. You know, she is eviction notice, little babe. So I won't pressure them too much. That's cool. I can literally see the clouds like running by the moon. Like, I don't think I've ever saw that before. They're moving kind of fast too. It ain't even windy. Like, okay. So I'm going to let you hear my guests. I'm so excited you get to hear their voices. Oh, and my cousin. Let me go first. So when I was growing up, We were raised Christian, like 100%. Like, I'm talking about Sunday through Saturday, you in church. From choir rehearsal to praise dance to Sunday school to Bible school to whatever else the hell they got going on, we were definitely there. We were non-denominational. However, I feel like they were on the strict end because earlier on, you know, we had to wear dresses, no pants. And then the rules kind of started to switch a little bit, but they did not budge on Halloween. Like, it was a hell no. You know, that's the devil's holiday. You know, we're not going to participate in that. You know, we rap for the Lord. Our kids going to rap for the Lord. Whatever, whatever. I do remember later they started doing trick-or-trunk, and I thought that was really nice. Now, I didn't understand a lot growing up. God, you cannot pay me to relive childhood. I need to understand. Like, even if it's bad, if I understand, that just kind of helps me. If I don't understand where any of it is coming from, I'm just lost. It's frustrating. I'm pissed. Like, throw it all away. Like, what the fuck ever. But if I can kind of understand, that doesn't make it better, but it's kind of like, So let's say somebody murdered somebody and I just cannot come up with any reason. Like, why the fuck would you do that? It just kind of bothers me, irks my soul. But if you give like a whole situation and she snapped or he snapped, it's like, oh, not to say that it's right, but I get that. Oh, like I need that oh in my life. And I just didn't have it as a child. Like, now I can look back and say, oh my God, they literally were doing the best that they could with what they had. You know, they didn't want to sell their soul to the devil. They didn't want their kids to sell their soul. You know, poor, you know, oh, look at the little parents. Like, I completely get it. But back then, like, fuck that. I remember going to school. Just imagine all your friends talking about costumes. Don't even ask me. All your friends with candy and stuff. It's like, no. Like, my mom would literally send a note to the school saying, we do not participate in Halloween. She's not dressing up. We're not bringing no candy. Like, do not let my child participate. And I just felt like, let me stay home. Why I even have to go and watch people celebrate and watch people eat? Like, it just did not make sense to me. Like, that's torture. And shout out to a lot of my teachers, because they would say, do you want to participate in Halloween? Okay, I'll give you this cupcake. I'll give you this candy. You can wear this crown, but don't tell your mom. Like, that's literally the type of parent that I would be. Like, your mama don't want you to have crystals. Okay, well, we're going to leave the crystals here and you can come play with them whenever you come. Oh, your mama don't want you to do tarot. Oh, we're going to leave the tarot cards here and whenever you come to class, you can play. Like, that's me. So shout out to the teachers that let me live, because that was horrid. Like, what the fuck? Just let me stay home. I do remember we snuck out one time. Like, this is how old we were. We had on our prom dresses. My sister was my prom date. Shout out to my best friend took me to prom, because I don't even want to relive that. My best friend, like my man, took me to prom. Shout out, bestie. You definitely did that. And not only did he take me, but he took my sister. My sister was so G. She didn't even go to her prom. She went to mine. Like, I would be like, why you know all my friends? Like, hating on the low. Like, where are your friends? Go hang with me. And then all my friends, hey. I'm like, are you my friend or hers? It was just so, we were such rivals. That shit was funny. We were such rivals. And it's so funny to see her two sons relive our life. Like, that was us. That was definitely us. Like, love hate relationship. Like, don't fuck with my sisters. I'm a ride for her. But at the end of the day, we just always bump head. And it felt like my sister was like the angel and I was like the demon. And I was just like, oh, she reminds me so much of my mom. Like, oh my God. I'm like, Mom, am I really your child? Did I mix us up at the hospital? Because everything that my mom would not do, I'm like, let's do it. It's just so funny. She always says, God allowed me to see how my life would be if I made, you know, the choices that you made, or, you know, because you do make the choices that I don't. So she basically get to live vicariously, you know, through me, like, wow, her wild side. I'm like, I literally am your wild side that you birthed. That's all. So getting back to Halloween, for me, I don't have a family, but from what I've learned with my research, yeah, Halloween has a very, very dark history. From my hearts of hearts, and always follow your intuition, I feel like it literally was Day of the Dead, when the veil was very, very thin. And if you look through all the histories, there have always been psychics and mediums that can actually talk to the dead. And in different cultures, they would set up altars and candles and pictures and flowers and memorial and remember those that have passed. So I feel like somewhere along the line, we have traded Day of the Dead for Halloween. As far as Halloween, and this goes back to the pyramids and the Egypt, you know, Egyptians, like all through history. You can go listen to this YouTube. I actually like this page. It's called After School, The Mystery Origins of Halloween by Randall Carson. And you can just go, oh, wait, I forgot. So I did a podcast on all of the holidays previously. So if you want to scroll back in the podcast, you'll see where I did a podcast on Halloween already. And I went through all the details from Wikipedia, you know, different stuff, just to kind of give you a background of Halloween. I'm just telling you how I feel about it today, 2022. Because, you know, as you learn and grow, you can change your mind if you want. You can keep things the same. Like, you know, I'm just giving you an update for 2022. So getting back to Halloween, I do feel like it was originally Day of the Dead, you know, give homage to those that have passed. The veil was very thin, you know, those psychics and mediums could kind of tap into that gift, that power a little bit more, and maybe relay messages. You may have to protect yourself, because what if those, you know, spirits may want to get revenge with the veil being thin. They are more powerful. They have more power to do so. That's why a lot of spiritual people are telling you guys, you know, to be careful. You know, pray, do your oils, do your salt, do your Florida water, because this tis the season, right? So, me and my family, we always stay prayed up. So I don't have to, prepare, because we stay ready basically. Right. So I do recall hearing in that YouTube that I was telling you about that, oh no, I was reading an article. Halloween started with, this had to be the goddamn Romans, because they were so ruthless. They would build a really big straw man made of, you know, sticks and branches. And they would put people in there, right? And they will burn them as a sacrifice to the thunder god. Like, okay, we're not fucking celebrating that. You know, fuck the thunder god. You know, we're not sacrificing people. Like, although I still feel like they do today. I feel like a lot of terrorist attacks, a lot of war, instead of them telling you guys that they're sacrifices, they want to call it war or a terrorist attack. Just, you know, just how I feel. Just what my intuition is telling me. But anyways, they're still freaking doing it. the person that was writing the article was saying, I would hope that they would put, you know, prisoners, you know, rapists, you know, maybe bad people in there to burn. But the way history is set up, when you give sacrifices and offerings to the gods, it's either babies, kids, or virgins. And my heart dropped, like, oh my fucking God. Like, you do have to give, like, your best offering to God. But I always remember in the Bible where you had Cain and Abel. One gave the firstborn lamb and the other gave fruit. And my heart will always go out to the one that gave fruit. Because God, for some reason, that particular guy, because there's several, I can give y'all a whole other podcast on that, appreciated the firstborn blood. Like, could you imagine someone having a baby and slitting their throat as a sacrifice? This is my firstborn child. Here you go. Like, how cruel and evil. Like, no, I don't want to talk to a God that accepts that. To me, the first fruit from the tree, that is life, not death. So to me, that showed that the two boys had two different souls, one of life and one of death, and that the God that they were apparently speaking to appreciated the death sacrifice. Like, I don't want any parts of that. I will forever be team life. Now, you can, you know, you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself. So death is definitely a tool, but innocent death, it's a hell no for me. So that story was always strange to me. Like, so you mean to tell me God didn't want the fruit? He wanted blood? Like, just think about vampires and, you know, just all the stuff that we know today. Like, those are more evil beings that, you know, take the blood. Think of every vampire movie you've ever heard of. Like, you kill an innocent life because you're thirsty and you want to live. Like, what? Then they have some where they try to, you know, try to survive, like get blood from the blood bank and stuff like that. Like, I appreciate that. Like, there's other ways to get the blood, or they'll kill animals or deers. Like, there's other ways to survive, even if you are on that side. Like, it's called heart, it's called humanity. But anyways, back to Halloween. So no, I would not want to sacrifice, you know, any God like that. I also have heard stories where I am African-American. I have deep roots with Cherokee, deep roots with Africa. I love my people. When I tell you guys, I feel, when I do my past life regression, I know I was some type of Indian princess and some type of slave. Like, I just feel those two lives so deep today. It's ridiculous. But anyways, where was I going with that? Oh, so back in the slavery time, I began so emotional. Klansmen dressed, or this little white boy had Klansmen dress up and scare the black children, and it actually killed a black boy. And no one went to jail or anything like that. Period. This is just how our history was. And I want to do a podcast on that. There's a lot of wealthy people in this world, right? And that's okay. You have your wealth. But please acknowledge the fact on how you received your wealth. How much blood is on your hands. And we have yet to hear an apology. We have yet to receive 40 acres and a mule. Like, I can go on and on and on. But every other race that you could ever think of, ever to date, has received reparations. Now, we can come up with $20,000, $10,000 for student loans. We can come up with stimulus money. We can come up with grants to send to Ukraine or what the fuck ever. But fuck African Americans and the whole transatlantic slave trade, or fuck the Native Americans, and we literally landed on their land, gave them syphilis and whatever the fuck ever, and stole their land. This is stolen land to date. Like, even though I'm selling property, bitch, this is our land, and we're buying our own shit. It's just like, oh my God, cannot wait to get out of this matrix. It just blows my mind. Like, can you imagine someone knocking on your door, telling you to get the fuck out, pack your shit and go, and that's their land, that's their house now, and there's laws protecting them? That's literally what happened to the natives. Period. End of story. But anyway, so the more stories with Halloween are, you guys have heard of the horseless man, or knocking on the doors, and if you didn't give them your harvest, they would steal your kids. Or, you know, if you didn't get them a treat, they will kill your kids. You know, different things like that. So, no, we're not celebrating that. No. I did trick-or-treat for the first time in my life with my best friend and her kids. And it was so fun just to see the little outfits. The kids were so fucking happy with their damn costumes and just walking around the neighborhood. When I tell you, I live in a world with different races. But even going to the store, it's never a, hey, how you doing, goodbye, unless it's someone within my race. But when I went trick-or-treating, it was, hi, happy Halloween, have a great day, be safe. I have never had that much interaction with the other kind in my life. It just was like so odd, like, wow, you know. Okay. It was just such an odd feeling. And the kids were so happy. We walked. You get to see all the neighbors. You know, everybody's working their 9 to 5, you know, probably tired on the weekend. But just to, like, get out and, like, you know, with the fam. It was a fam. It was a fun for me. It was a family for me. So many people decorated their houses. Like, is this Christmas or Halloween? One person was giving out fat candy bars, not the little miniature ones, fat. And it just was like, that's what I was there for. It's the same feeling, joy, and excitement that I get with Thanksgiving and Christmas. And my ultimate favorite holiday is Valentine's Day, because I'm a lover year round. So that's just my favorite holiday of all time. Valentine's Day, my birthday, and then I love Halloween. When I have my house, I'm going to start throwing Halloween. When I get my house, manifest, right? I'm going to throw a Halloween party because my family's kind of mixed. Some do trick-or-treating, some don't. But I want to decorate the inside of the house, get Halloween cookies, Halloween cupcakes, order pizza. Woo, excuse me. Watch scary movies with all. I have 14 nieces and nephews. And just like, we're going to auntie house for not Thanksgiving. Your girl do not be in the kitchen. For Halloween. Oh, this year, I said I wanted to buy Thanksgiving and I wanted to cook. So, I have a little bit of time, y'all. Send some prayers up for me. Gotta go Thanksgiving shopping and get assistance from the chef for Thanksgiving, because I'm definitely not doing it by myself. But those are my plans for this one. I'm so excited for that. But back to me, when I have my little family, like I said, I want to decorate, invite all the nieces and nephews over and, you know, chill in the house. I do want to put candy outside for the kids in the neighborhood. Somebody did that. They had on their Ring camera and it was like, happy Halloween. The candy was there, but, you know, it was no interaction. They was like, look, the candy is there. Y'all have a good day. But just seeing all the little kids dress up, I saw dads, moms, and kids, y'all. Like, what? Both parents was off work. Both parents was dressed up with their kids. Kids was happy. It was like Christmas in October. I don't know. It was just such a great feeling. But no, not the negative stuff. But we can go there if we need to, okay? There is balance in life. There's yin and there's yang. Your anger is there for a reason. Your protective side is there for a reason. People just, you know, use it the wrong way. But it's there. It's there for a reason. However, I want to participate in Halloween in that way. I want to teach my children the truth of all of this shit, but I want to leave it up to them to decide what, you know, what they're going to do, what path they're going to take, because ultimately it is their life. I can guide them all I want, but they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. And I'm a prime example of that. You can do all the guiding that you want to do, but baby, kids can do what they want to do. So Thanksgiving was like fun this year. I was like, oh, not Thanksgiving. God, Thanksgiving must be lit, y'all. Thanksgiving will be lit this year. Halloween was so exciting. So again, what does Halloween mean to you? Do you celebrate it? Does your family celebrate it? I actually asked all my friends and family to kind of like chime in. So I'm excited for you guys to hear what their points of view are. So again, let me just summarize mine. I'm going to tell them the gruesome truth, the good, bad, ugly, and different. I'm still going to decorate. We're still going to eat our candy, you know, and I just want them to be spiritual and earth. I don't want them to just be earth. I don't want them just to be spiritual. I want them to have the best of both worlds. I'm a Libra. That's what the fuck I'm going to do. And I kind of wish that's kind of what we had. We just were told like, no. But I think you can say no and, you know, give a little bit. And that's what my sister, well, you're going to hear. Let me not ruin it. So without further ado, I'm going to let you hear my friends and families, hear their takes on it. And I always leave my email. You can leave a voice, however you want to interact. It's completely up to you. But again, the question is, what does Halloween mean to you? And do you and your family celebrate? And I'm going to let you hear my friends and families right now.
Okay, yes, me and my family practice Halloween. It is actually one of my favorite seasons because to me it's a time of psychic awareness. I figured it out probably this year, and I think that the ancestors, it's like a time for like the ancestors. You know, Halloween is kind of like dealing with death and, you know, the cemetery, the graveyard, scary stuff. It's supposed to be scary stuff. But even though I don't care for holidays as much as my family does, I probably wouldn't celebrate it if I didn't have a family. But I would still participate with like giving out candy and things like that. I feel like it brings people together, like especially your neighbors or like your neighborhood. When you go out and trick or treating, whether it's your neighborhood or somewhere else, or even churches celebrate Halloween, or like the little trunk or treats that we used to go to. You see people that you have never met before. I feel like it's another way for you to be able to like network and talk to people and get to know people in your neighborhood. And it like kind of like brings the family and friends together and neighbors together. So that's how I feel about Halloween.
What Halloween means to me and my family is fun time. A lot of people only get together when it's negative, like funerals or Thanksgiving and Christmas. Well, because our family has grown so much, we take pride in holidays, and it's been so long that I have seen families do this. And so Halloween is one of the holidays that we take serious. And Halloween mean to us is smiles, having a good time, laughing, joking. We, the grown-ups in our family, do two different costumes. So we'll dress one way with the children, so because we have a kids Halloween party and then we have an adult Halloween party. So we will most likely dress one way when the kids, like for instance, with the children, I was Morticia Adams. And then with the grown-ups, I was a sexy housewife. So I had my lingerie, my apron, my heels. I had a good friend. He was a one-night stand. So when he was with the kids on his box, it looked like a dresser. So like a lamp, some tissue, like a telephone. And then when he was with the adults, he plays a Viagra, a Bible, condom. And we just have a good time. We do costume contests. The kids, of course, they love the candy part. We don't so much care about the candy because, you know, we'll have us a little cup and, you know, drinking out our Yeti cups. But for us, it's just family time. It's really family time, taking the kids even to haunted houses and Halloween Horror and 13th Floor here in Jacksonville. It's just for us to choose another time for us all to get together where there's no judgmentals. You can be your alter ego that weekend, whoever you want to be. You can change out as many costumes you want to, change out as many hairdos you want to. It's just really letting your hair down, enjoying the moment of family laughter, because there's not too many holidays. There's not a lot of holidays. There's not a lot of things for people to get together. So Halloween, again, to myself and my family, is like Thanksgiving and Christmas for others. And it's just a joy. It's a joy to see my children smile and laugh and who has the best costume, or can you guess who I am, how much candy you have. When it comes to the candy, it's crazy because I'm one of the ones who like candy corn. So I raid all of the kids' buckets for candy corn, and I do like Whoppers. Those are my go-to candies for Halloween. Not on a day-to-day basis, but definitely Halloween, I do like those candies. And this year, you know, we had a new addition to our family. So we dressed her up as, Red Robin Hood? Or I can't remember. Anywho. But it just was a joy to go out and see. And my family, we do everything when it comes to competition. It's something that's supposed to be in a competition with, like, who had the best costume, who got the most candy, who was the scariest, or who didn't get scared. So it Halloween for us is just another time for family to get together and have a good time. And so that's how I portray Halloween. That's how my family portray Halloween. Getting together and just enjoying a hella good time. Games, food. Yes, we do cook out, even though it's Halloween. Somebody's gonna be on the grill because my dad or granddad, somebody don't want to go, but they're gonna stay behind and cook for the family. But it's just definitely a time where we all able to get together. There's no arguing, there's no bickering, there's no fighting. If the kids do bicker or argue, it's very, very minimum. And it's stopped because you're just having such a good time. And so that good energy being spread amongst each other, it makes you want to be around your family. It makes you look forward to the next holiday. And that's one thing I am big on, is family, being family oriented. I remember when we were younger, we were close. And, you know, towards our teenage years and early 20s, everything, it starts spreading out. Well, now that our kids are getting older, we want to bring that back. And we don't just wait for Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's only 2 months out of the year. We take pride in these other holidays. And Halloween has actually become one of those holidays that we go big all out. And again, I just can't stress that enough. Halloween for us is definitely family time. It is just laughing and good energy and having a good time.
Halloween to me and my family doesn't have a spiritual or biblical meaning. Halloween is just something that me and my family do to spend time with one another, to see the kids, nieces and nephews and everybody dress up, to spend time with each other. So it really doesn't have a background or a type of meaning for us. It's just another way for our family to just spend time with one another.
So for my family, we don't celebrate most holidays, especially in a traditional way that everybody else does, just because we've realized that it's a big waste of money. And then also because you kind of fall into like a sheep like mentality of just following what everybody else does, and you don't really even know the rhyme or reason for it. And I have also heard like the fables and the history facts of how most holidays started, and it doesn't align with the goals of our family. So we don't typically celebrate holidays, and it's been kind of difficult. Well, it was more difficult when our children were in public school, because they would see what everybody else was doing and kind of want to fall in line with that. But since they've been homeschooled, we've been able to really speak with them in more detail and explain things a lot better than what they would get in a public school environment. So for instance, this Halloween, they went and spent time with you. You took them to visit, you know, with their cousins and friends, and they were just playing around. We don't do trick-or-treating for obvious reasons, and we don't dress up in the costumes. And we basically bought them, like, candy. That's the only thing that they like about Halloween, getting the candy. So we just buy a lot of candy and kind of let them, you know, wild out a little bit. They have pizza parties most years. And this year they only didn't because they weren't here. They were with you. So that's normally how it goes for us over here. And I'm not sure. Well, I'm curious to see if when they grow up, they will continue in how, you know, they've been raised, or if they will revert back to what everybody else is doing. So that's going to be interesting to see. But as for now, we don't partake in any of that. And we don't feel left out for it.
So what Halloween means to me and my family, we really don't participate in it. We understand it as All Hallows Eve, but we don't send our kids out trick-or-treating by their choice. Our kids stop wanting to go trick-or-treating when about 4 years ago. They prefer us to buy candy, and on Halloween we normally watch some type of Halloween movie as a family and do little finger snacks for dinner, whether it's like pizza or sausage in a blanket, the little mini sausage in a blanket, chips, popcorn, junk food, and we just spend the time together. Is what we have transferred our All Hallows Eve to, and how we celebrate going forward.
So my best friend Kenya, she didn't record hers, so I'm gonna just read hers. She said, I asked, what does Halloween mean to you and your family? Do you celebrate it? Why not? I'm going to put everybody's opinion together and do a podcast. And so her answer was, I kind of don't want to do it only because I try not to go into the depth of religion. I don't celebrate it on my own. However, if my family wants to do it, I won't be the green about it, though. I believe Halloween is just like any other holiday. Somebody made up to make money off of. All right, loves, and that concludes today's episode where we were discussing Halloween. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I'm getting a little busy, so the podcast is going to be like far few in between, but I am definitely going to pick it back up because I miss talking to you guys. Especially getting back on the spiritual things that I am learning. I'm also going to sprinkle some real estate stuff in there. And please holla if you, your family, or friends have any real estate needs. I'll be more than happy to assist. Ooh, a black cat. I got to look that up. Before you go, let me just... story time. So, there was a spider in my room. I don't like to kill stuff. I usually kill roaches, but everything else I try to catch and let go. I saw the spider 3 times in my room on top of the covers. And I was like, all right, you better go. All right, you better go. I saw it again. And I was like, okay. I got a little cup, and a little paper plate. I was able to capture it, and I took it outside. That was one. I was driving. I do Uber, and I get packages from Walmart. And I literally, I had a muffin and a drink. I looked over, a motherfucking roach is on my muffin. Upset. Y'all know I get hangry. Talking about upset, I'm like, I'm noticing a motherfucker roach in my car. You know what they say, if roach is in your car is dirty. And my car is not, I'm not living in, you know, I don't have, like, you know, sometimes you drive by and you'll see like clothes and boxes and it's like no space in the person's, like a hoarder's car. Now you know it's roaches in there. And I'm like, what? I know I need to wash my car, but it is not for no damn roach to be in here. And this black cat is chilling, you hear me? So I have a juice bottle. I pour out the juice and I put it on. I missed the roach the first time. I'm like, dang. So I left the muffin out. I'm still driving. And this is a message. If you get let go, don't get caught again. I saw the roach again. And this time I got his ass. So I captured him in the bottle. And remember, I usually kill roaches now. I usually don't give a fuck about a goddamn nasty ass roach. But I was just like, you know, they are, you know, they're creation too. They didn't ask to be a roach. They just have to live this existence. Whatever karma, you know, they have, you know, I don't have to kill it, but I definitely want that, the roach and the fucking muffin out my car at this point. So I'm driving to the airport, Walmart, to pick up my packages today, this morning. And I capture the roach, so I can't move the bottle, but I'm not at my location yet. So for about 3 minutes, I'm driving and holding the bottle. My arm is hurting, so the roach won't go for the second time. So I get to Walmart, and this is after I done got my packages, right? I pull over. Because I got my packages and that's when I looked over and saw the damn roach. I'm like, oh, hell. Like, you got away the first time, but your greedy ass want to come back to the damn muffin. So, I pull over. I slide a little plate. Because we have little tiny, like, saucer plate, paper plates. Slide it under the cup. Because the first time, I tried to scoop the cup in the top, and that's how he got out. So, I was like, okay, this time I'm going to use the motherfucking plate. So, I move the muffin over. I slide the plate under the cup. I flip it so the roach goes to the bottom of the, I like Snapple apple cranberry. So, and then I screw the top on. And then I pull over to the side of the curb. I saw this big-ass ant bed. I put the muffin there. And I dumped the damn roach out. And I'm like, y'all have, you know, basically y'all have a nice fucking life. Out my car. Don't need you laying eggs or anything like that. So, I was like, I'm going to look up spider. I'm going to look up motherfucking roach. Now, I know spider, I think spider means wisdom spiritually. But what is the spiritual meaning of a goddamn roach? And I let both of them go. I let both of them go, mind you. I let both of them go. So I feel like it could be a message of whatever situation you're in. If you get set free, don't get in a fucking situation again. And I'm talking to my own self. So funny. I'm talking to my own self. Don't get in that situation again. So that was for me, but I know that's for somebody else too. If you get set free, don't get in that situation again, because whatever the situation, it doesn't have to be nice enough to let you go. I could have killed both the spider and the roach. I was just nice enough to let them go. So I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.
To keep learning and evolving and spreading love. But child, earth is ghetto. I'm trying to make this my last reincarnation here. So namaste, levaste, always a vibe high day. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later. Bye.